Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Steve Yates of the Heritage Foundation to help us with a headline that is at once unusual and at the same time requires interpretation. Steve, a very good day to you. The headline in the Guardian newspaper, so all roads point to the fact that this is a newspaper that's traditionally associated with labor and the left in the United Kingdom. That is, doesn't extend and it doesn't translate to the U.S. The headline is Trump's reported pause on Taiwan weapons sparks fears he is using the island for China trade deal. It's at once literal and puzzling. What do you make of this story? The headline is provocative, but the story, does it support the implication of the headline? And is there an interpretation of the China trade deal? Because I hear it talked about as if it's the white buffalo. Good evening to you, Steve.
Well, good evening, John. There are elements of this headline that have been kind of lurking in conversations and other reporting in recent months. I think in the mid-late part of the summer, when there were these questions about the possibility of President Lai Ching-te from Taiwan transiting the United States to go to Latin America, there were also talks of some things that were in the works on the defense side of the bilateral conversation that were reportedly put on pause because of sensibilities about timing. This is how things were talked about. Government in Taipei and also the Trump administration muted a lot of that conversation, in some ways actually publicly denied the veracity of those reports. But there is this consistent historical pattern of when presidents get into negotiation mode with Beijing, that there is a de-emphasis of the military ties that we have always had with Taiwan and others in East Asia, and also the regular back and forth of visits of officials and things like that. So what The Guardian is picking up likely are vibrations that are in the Washington conversations. It's unclear whether there's a particular matter that they're capturing right now that the rest of the Washington media has not picked up on.
Gordon, do you have a comment and then a question for Steve, please?
Yeah, traditionally, American presidents, as Steve has mentioned, have used Taiwan sort of as a bargaining chip in discussions with China over various things. It's not good. The United States needs to be clear that it is a defender of freedom. If we're not a defender of freedom, then we really don't have any right, I believe, to exert our power abroad. It's only because of our values and our ability to maintain stability around the world that we stand for something. And that's something that President Trump needs to remember.
And a question for Steve.
Steve, President Trump said that Xi Jinping told him that as long as Trump was in the White House, that China was not going to invade Taiwan. Do you think that Trump took that literally and so therefore feels that he can sometimes compromise Taiwan's security because he knows the Chinese won't invade?
Well, I am concerned how that kind of a statement from Xi Jinping is assessed. There's a lot of examples for why that should be at least questioned. Of course, there's the very, very clear pledge that was made to Secretary Hillary Clinton when she was visiting East Asia. And she was told that the islets in the South China Sea would not get militarized. And of course, they have been militarized. And there have been other kinds of very, very clear signals over the years from Chinese leaders, including Xi Jinping, whether it's the phase one trade agreement or the promise to hold back on fentanyl precursors during Trump's first term, that have not panned out. So I'd like to believe that there's a very clear caveat in the president's mind on this. And I don't believe that President Trump sees making any what he perceives to be a strategic concession on Taiwan. But I think that there's the risk of things that advisors and analysts and friends might say are tactical issues that, if indulged upon, just allow for a slippery slope of concessions that emboldens Beijing to Taiwan and, frankly, our allies in Japan and Korea's detriment. That, I think, is a very real risk. And I hope our friends listen and recognize, if you're negotiating with Beijing, strength and proceeding with consistent purpose are actually what you have the greatest chance to get them to work around.
The question, Steve, is Xi Jinping speaking of something that is beyond his reach to begin with? I note that the Chinese economy is tatters. I note that the Chinese military is so capable it took the bow off one of its own ships in a maneuver in the South China Sea. I note that the stories about Xi Jinping losing authority are commonplace now. The unhappiness with Hong Kong's conduct, the unhappiness with the mainland's investment possibilities, the unhappiness that foreign investors have left the country permanently, all of that makes his remark, "I won't invade Taiwan," about as meaningful as saying a state such as Atlantis that does not exist won't invade Taiwan. Your comment, please.
Well, the last thing that would stop Xi Jinping from taking bold and dangerous action towards Taiwan is a private conversation with a U.S. president. There's plenty of reasons to question why that would even matter at all. Of course, politics at home will trump everything else in China's calculus always, but I think especially in Xi Jinping's universe. And I just think that we have to proceed as if they have built up this capability. They have exercised very threatening capabilities on a very consistent basis. We just have to take the facts as they are and not believe that there's any promise that would stop the irresponsible behavior any more than an international agreement to protect Ukraine's boundaries stop Russia from invading.
Gordon, you have a question.
Oh, there's a lot there to talk about, Steve. Let me just sort of pivot away from the United States and look a little bit at Taiwan. What do people in Taiwan generally think of the Trump administration's willingness to defend them these days?
Well, people in Taiwan are overwhelmingly affected by the information that comes in. Some of them are savvy and on social media and otherwise, where they can get a lot of different voices from America and otherwise. But a lot of just passive consumers get what a lot of the Trump critic media are hyping. Now, some of those criticisms might be right, but I think they get a little bit out of proportion. So in general, people in Taiwan are quite concerned that there's a transactional president who might be willing to sell them out or trade them in for a promise from China. That narrative gets played around in partisan politics and Taiwan's media near constantly. Now, leaders in the legislature and President Lai's administration, they have had a bit more of the Paul Harvey rest of the story. They are concerned because they're always concerned, but they know that there's a lot of back and forth on trade and economics and on the military side of things where that might not be all they hope at the time they hope, but it's moving in a direction that they need.
Steve Yates of the Heritage Foundation commenting on remarks by the President of the United States and remarks by the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch, Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.